The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience.
Throws it down.
News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
All right, here we go. Let's get right to it. Knicks go into Minnesota, looking to snap this losing streak and get back on track against the worst team in the league, the worst defense in the league. Knicks take a 13-point lead into the fourth quarter and absolutely choke. It was the biggest choke job of the season. Sloppy play, 18 turnovers. Sloppy Peyton. He's absolutely atrocious in the fourth quarter. No one to close this thing out in the fourth. Knicks leave a wide open Malik Beasley for three. And that was basically all she wrote. And it would come down to an RJ Barrett step back prayer to win the game. And it was all for naught, man. Knicks go down in Minnesota after choking in the fourth. Absolute choke job. 102-101. 24-24 in the campaign. And absolutely blow an opportunity to separate themselves from the pack in the East. Knicks postgame live. Number one show for the fans, by the fans. CPCK2K. Presented by Manscaped. Bro, I don't even know where I want to go with this tonight, man. Because it was just, there's just so many areas that you just beside yourself. Worst team in the league. Worst defense in the league. You have an 18-point lead in the second quarter. It's a game of runs, we understand that. That completely evaporates. Starters lazy on defense. Can't get it together. And take a 1-point lead into the halftime. They have an 11-point lead going into the fourth. Bring it up to 13. And you still can't close this team out? You still can't close this team out? You're up by 7 points with 7 minutes to go in the game. What is the point of Elfrid Payton coming back in the game? What is the point? To do what? To do what?
Yeah.
Once again,
taking out RJ Barrett.
Yeah.
At that point in the game,
when
him and Alec Burks were the ones that were keeping us in the game.
What is the point?
We had, a 10-point lead at some point with those two in that fourth quarter. What was the point in taking out Alec Burks, who was our only offense outside of Julius Randle, who gave us two good buckets, but then proceeded to miss the next few buckets and not have him close the game and then try and throw him in at the end and not even give him the ball? There was so many things that we could point at. Like you said, and that's the hard part. Where do we point at? Because looking at it, watched it several times, watched it with the stream several times at that game. That Malik Beasley three, you know, who's
wide open.
Initially, RJ Barrett was guarding him, but at the same time, for whatever reason, when Ricky Rubio was at the top, Elfrid Payton decided to go on the paint and help. I don't know who he was helping, but he sandwiched himself in between Taj and Julius Randle, leaving RJ Barrett with two guys to defend, and he had to jump and guess, and he guessed wrong. So it's just there's so many things to point at, rotations. Turnovers, bad plays, one-on-one hero ball, lack of communication, and we let two rookies go out there and look like superstars.
Schooled us, man.
Shout out to Jaden McDaniels. I'm a huge fan of him. He was one of my favorite prospects going into this draft. And Anthony Edwards out there making the case to try and steal that rookie of the year. Just frustration, man. That's a game that we should have closed out. We had, like you said, 18-point lead. We were coasting a little bit there in that towards the end of that third, a little bit in the beginning of that fourth, and then we just threw the game away. 32 points, CP? 32 points.
32 points. Where is the defense? Forget about the offense. We know we're one of the worst offenses in the league, so no game is going to be easy. You're not expecting it to be easy. Even against this team, I wasn't expecting it to be easy. But even with an 18-point lead, even with a 13-point lead in the fourth, I'm expecting them to defend their way to victory.
At least.
At least. At the very least. But you don't take care of the ball. You had RJ who lost it off of his foot four times, bro. Four times.
Yeah.
Peyton comes back in the game 7 minutes to go in the fourth. The first thing he does, he gets it stripped. He gets it stripped.
Back-to-back turnovers.
Back-to-back turnovers. And then throws it out of bounds. Yeah. You had the play that put them up two. You know, RJ barely got touches in that fourth quarter. You had the play that put him up two, where Peyton is forcing the issue, gets it blocked by Cat. And luckily, Taj was there to clean up his mess.
Man, luckily is right.
Because if he didn't make that jumper, I'm like, bro, this guy Peyton, it's just too much, man.
Yeah. And so it's crazy, bro. Because we say it all the time. Like, we try to give this man the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But he does not give us anything to work with, bro. Because Elfrid Payton, he was having a solid start. I'll give him his credit. Elfrid Payton was playing solid to begin with. Still missed a lot of gimmies I just don't understand. He was playing solid, but at the same time, did his play warrant him to play 27 minutes in tonight's game and close a basketball game? No. No. Back-to-back turnovers, and he survived. And Alec Burks was the one that got subbed.
I would have left Burks. Listen, Burks made his own mistakes. It was a comedy of errors,
but he made more good than bad in the end for me, personally.
Yeah, he was scoring very well off the tie screens. I thought we could have used that. Because once again, in crunch time, it becomes hero ball. You know, and I understand. Listen, Julius had it cooking. Julius was cooking in that third quarter. They had no answer for him. Baseline Julius was in the building. Step backs were cooking. He was cooking. I had no problem with that. But in crunch time...
He wasn't, though.
What's that?
I said he was until he wasn't.
Though, right.
Because then he just went cold.
Went ice cold.
We kept giving the ball because it got predictable. They knew what he was doing. Yeah. It was getting to the point where he was getting to the paint, and they brought in a second man because they knew they were going to try to bully Jaden McDaniels. Yeah. I get it. They got it. We all got it. We knew what was coming next.
Yeah.
And then when that disappeared, we had no other offense to go to because the offense was on the bench.
Yeah.
So it's just...
Frustrating. And then, you know, the last possession, it's just not RJ's shot, man.
Just a bad
this step back. That's just not his shot.
Yeah.
I would have rather him just force it to the hoop on Karl Anthony Towns.
Same.
And see what happens. You get blocked. Maybe you draw a foul. Maybe you make the layup. But a step back, you know, step back mid-range, that's not what we're looking for at that time of the game.
And we had 5 seconds left, CP. Is that you really think that's what Tom Thibodeau wrote up on the sideline? Like, is that what we wrote up with? That's what we just give the ball to RJ and see what happens? Like, that's the best we can come up with 5 seconds left in the game?
Crunch time.
Like, Alec Burks and Quickly were both in. Like, I'm not saying that, you know, I don't want RJ Barrett. And I know a lot of people are going to have that narrative. I get that. But that's what we came up with. Because we had time, and I don't know. To me, I didn't – the execution at the end of that game.
Lack of execution, man. Lack of execution killed us once again in a game. No Derrick Rose injured, which is going to be another problem. Can we keep guys healthy going into this last stretch? Now he's down with the ankle injury. We need a point guard, and we need point guard play in the worst way. We know if Rose was playing this game, he would have closed. We wouldn't even have to dealt with Peyton tonight. We know that. Tibbs has already been angling that way, even when Rose just got back from COVID. But he's got to get on the court, man. He's definitely got to get on the court. I mean, with the lack of facilitation that you get from Peyton, I don't see why you didn't just leave Burks in the game. What were you really losing? I don't think Burks' defense was bad tonight. I thought his defense was fairly solid tonight.
As it normally is.
So I don't get what you were really losing by not having him in the game. Yeah.
The other thing too I noticed tonight that, and I get it, like, you know, if you want to talk about Tibbs trying to push us into the playoffs and whatnot and keeping us afloat and going to the playoffs and blah blah blah, I get that. But we saw a lineup that did not work two times tonight, and that's what I call the all-vet lineup, is when we had Elfrid Payton, we had Alec Burks, we had Reggie Bullock, we had Julius Randle, and we had either Noel in the first time, and then the second time was Taj.
Yeah.
And it didn't work either time. Both times it didn't work. I thought it would be a good idea because, you know, Burks was doing something. I just, for whatever reason, just wasn't working because of all those options, Elfrid Payton was the one that was pushing the issue.
Yeah.
So I just didn't understand what happened. And then when we go to the other lineup that had R.J. Barrett, Emmanuel Quickly, Alec Burks, Taj Gibson, like, then the ball was moved. Even Obi, like, right. I know, understand he wasn't playing great tonight, but that lineup had movement. And those were the lineups that were the plus for us tonight, where we had comfortable 8-point leads, 10-point leads, 11-point leads. Like, those were lineups.
It flowed.
So for him, for Tips to then do it again in the fourth quarter, that's when I was just like, what's going on? What's the game plan here? Taking out RJ, taking out Emmanuel Quickly.
Horrific, bro.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrific. 18 turnovers.
Terrible.
Against his team. They just play too sloppy, man. Yeah. You got to come to play every night. And they just, you know, they did for a couple minutes. They got out. I thought at the beginning of the game, they set a good tone. The defense was on point. I thought they got out in transition very well. They had over 12 fast break points. Knicks only averaged 8 on the year, on the season, per game, sorry. They only averaged 8 per game. And Minnesota's one of the worst teams defending on the fast break. So the Knicks were able to capitalize early in the game. And I thought RJ did a great job. 17 fast break points for the Knicks tonight. If we want to talk about some positives. And they only averaged 8 on the year. And they did that by being opportunistic. They got blocks, they got steals, and they got out and ran off the rebounds, everything. Right. That was good. Mm-hmm. Then the starters come back in the second quarter and give everything away. All the games, they gave it back. Now it's a game of runs, right? It's early. You come back. You have an 11-point lead in the fourth. You've got to be able to shut the door on this team.
Yeah.
Got to be able to shut the door.
They were giving it to us, man.
Yeah.
They were giving it to us.
They gave them the game. Oh, man, this is one where it's just it's frustrating. Like I said, you are what your record says you are. Right now, we're 24, we're at 500, 24 and 24. You're an average team. But you're playing a team with 11 wins, now 12 on the campaign. Worst team in the league. You can't give that game away, especially when you had the leads that you had. Can't give that game away.
Like, I was down so bad, I was at the point where I was just like, put Jared Harp in this damn game. If you ain't going to play Frank, put Jared Harp in the game. Because we support our players so bad.
Hey, man, so bad. It's bad, bro.
So bad.
It's bad. This Lonzo stuff is getting realer by the day, man. You know. And J.J. Redick did a good job pouring gasoline in New Orleans on the way out.
A good fight.
He hit him like Scarface and half-baked. Like, screw you. You're cool.
I'm out, yeah.
So hopefully LeVar makes a little bit of noise. We gotta get a point guard in here, man. Badly. Gotta get a point guard in here badly. But 102-101, Knicks go down. Choked in the fourth. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. This is Knicks Post Game Live, number one show for the fans. By the fans, presented by Manscaped. Let's hear from some people tonight. Angel, what's going on, man? Kick us off, bro. How you feeling, bro?
Yo, what's good, CP?
How you doing, man? Bro? Pissed. Aggravated, bro.
I'm going to get to that, but I got to say what's up to my boy, CK, 2K. What's up, bro? What's good?
I'm mad, but I'm still going to give it to you. Smooth! Still going to give it to you, dog. Still going to give it to you.
Listen, man. First thing first, man. Hit that thumbs up for y'all boys, man. Yeah. So that's how we got started 100%. Off. But listen, man, pissed off ain't even the word, you know, like at the end of the day, you know, I feel like coaching, besides the turnover, you know, I just feel like coaching was one of the biggest reasons why we lost the game. Because, bro, like, we're up like 7 to 10 points with 7-8 minutes left in the quarter. You put an Elfrid Payton back in, bro.
What do we need him for?
I don't understand why.
What do we need him for?
Like, we were doing fine without him.
What do we need him for, bro?
It doesn't make any... Like, it doesn't make any sense at all whatsoever. And then he comes in to turn the ball over.
Twice. Every time back to back, bro.
And survive.
Like, where's the accountability?
Oh, my God, bro. Like, every time we had a big lead, the starters would give the lead right away. I just don't understand. And it's like, what makes me mad is, listen, like, I understand Tibbs wants to make the playoffs, but you got to let the bench go through adversity as well. Like, it can't just be the starters, you know, doing their thing, and then, you know, obviously every game is, you know, it could change with the 3-point. But, you know, in the end, it's like you know, we'll give up 1-3, and then you'll just bench everybody in the bench and put the starters back in. And then when the end of the game, we're tired because we've been playing the whole game. At some point, you got to let the bench do what they got to do and step up to the plate, because if you prepare the bench to go through those type of games where, you know, they might give up some threes and then they come back, then when the playoffs come, you're used to that. You know, like, it's a team game. Like, the substitution don't make no sense. Like, Alec Burks is our closer.
I don't understand,
like, why not put him in the game? You know, and then, like, we're trading too many twos for threes. At the end of the day, you know, you can score all the twos you want, but if you're giving up threes, you're not going to win the game. Like, Minnesota made 14 three-pointers. And then, you know, Taj Gibson, you got to make that free throw, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, and I don't like that late game execution either. But this is a continuous thing where we just don't execute at the end, which is why we need a floor general, a.k.a. Lonzo, you know. And, like, there's no way we should have lost this game. Like, we beat this team in every other facet of the game except for three-pointers and coaching. Like, I just don't understand it. But you know what? It's one game. You know, at the end of the day, we're overachieving right now.
Yeah.
You know, nobody expected us to even be at this point. And, you know, we got Dallas coming, you know, and I hope he blowed them out, because I want to see that look on Porzingis' face, bro. I just can't stand. I'm so mad right now, I got a flat tire. Like, that's another thing that made me mad.
Oh, shoot. So, you're safe on the road, bro.
It's all good, though. It's all good. You know, my future bae ass, if she's not on tonight, I hope you feel better ass. You know what I'm saying? But, listen, guys, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm tight. I'm upset, but you know what? It's one game. I do want to see Kevin Knox in there. I do want to see Frank in there, because I'm just sick and tired of Peyton. His damn jump shot is like an overcooked barbecue rib. I mean, bro, like, you just got to go. Like, just stop it. Like,
it's painful, man.
I don't understand it. But, hey, but thanks for taking my call,
no
y'all. I appreciate it. And be safe out there with that virus, man.
Yeah, be safe on the road, bro. Be safe on the road, man. Appreciate the call, bro. You know, as he said, the big picture, we see the big picture. All of that is still there. All of that is still crystal clear. But again, you're playing the worst team in the league with a 13-point lead.
Yeah.
It's not unreasonable to have an expectation to win that game.
I'm saying.
I don't think it's unreasonable at all.
Not even the slightest, man. Not even in the slightest. And it just irritates me. And we're really going to watch this man start again when we watch the game on Friday.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to change, bro.
Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy? Anybody else? I dare Frank to play 27 minutes like that.
It's not going to change, bro.
That boy will be where he's at right now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, far end of the bench, clapping it up next to Theo. No disrespect to Theo. But it's just like, I don't understand, man. So many different levels everywhere. And I know the chat's going crazy talking about, oh, Tibbs. See, y'all like Tibbs. And y'all, wait, this is what happened with the Bulls. No, it's everywhere. It's not just Thibodeau.
Yeah.
It's all around. Like, there's blame for everybody in tonight's game.
18 turnovers.
Blame me and CP at some point. I don't know. Like, blame everybody. Everybody.
Listen, Tibbs wasn't turning the ball over out there like that.
That's what I'm saying.
I can tell you that. It was sloppy. Like I said, RJ lost it off his foot four times, bro. Four times.
He sure did, man.
Lost it off his foot four times, bro.
Off his own leg, bro.
Yeah. So, it's just tough, man. Salute to everybody in the chat, though. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. We are celebrating 34,000 subscribers on
Knicks
Fan
TV.
So,
congrats, man.
With
that,
make sure you guys hit the link
because
we are giving away a snapback and a T-shirt. So, make sure you guys do that, because we'll make sure somebody leaves here a winner tonight. Let's salute some of the super chats that came in. Alan Berman says, salute, fellas. This loss is on Tibbs. Playing the starters at the end killed all momentum. Give Elf a North Face and leave him there. Stat line might have anyone who didn't watch hoodwinked. Yeah, it's a fact. Man. Chuck D, the Rhyme Animal. Chuck D, throw hashtag PE in the chat. Says, Catch was afraid to tune in to CP, especially after seeing this. There's 360 degrees of tightness right now. I'm vexed, man. It's just one of those games, man. I expected to walk in here, hit the music, throw a giveaway on, And talk about being fourth, fifth in the East.
Ugh.
Separation, right? Never easy, man. It's cardiac Knicks once again. Paul Robinson says Tibbs lacks offensive common sense.
That's a good way to put it.
Salute Paul Robinson. Always throws a super chat. He says, how the worst team in the league plays their shooters more than us.
And facts. Their youth.
Yeah.
It's a fact. They start two rookies and they both played well. I don't know, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, Edwards had RJ in the blender in that fourth quarter. Let's just be real. But he's a real one. You know, Edwards is a talent. And RJ's a tough defender, but Edwards had him tonight. Edwards got the best of him tonight.
RJ had him at first, but Ant stayed with him the entire game.
Yeah.
RJ fell off a little bit in that second half.
That's a fact. Cynthia, salute to Cynthia. She says, very tough loss. I don't want to see Peyton in the fourth quarter, period. I don't understand if Rose couldn't play, give the kid Harper a chance. I mean, even though Quickley didn't have that great of a game, I would win him or Burks. No, Harper is not really a realistic option right now. But Burks, Quickley, I would have went that way. 1-2.
Easily.
Finish the game. Give me some shooters. Even if RJ and Julius don't take that last shot, maybe they need to. Maybe they pass it. And we have a capable shooter that can get us something to win the game. Instead, listen, Bullock is out there for his defense, I understand. But second half, Bullock on the offensive end, you know he's not going to give you anything. You know that's a zero. Taj, okay, Taj got us, put us up 101-99. I don't understand where Noel was. He was banged up all around that in that was first half. I don't know if that was injury or what.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. But, like, you know, I would have loved to have more shooting options out there, especially down the stretch. I had to pour a glass of wine tonight. It's one of those nights.
Hey, I feel you, bro. You know, the girl got my stuff ready, but as soon as this is over.
100%.
The same thing. 100%. I'm with you.
Let's go to Harlem World. Hector, what's going on?
Harlem. Oh, what's going on, Steve?
How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, bro. I just wanted to tune in and tell you guys that, you know, I've been watching, obviously, the entire season, and I want to, like, really say that, quote, unquote, we got a Elfrid. I think you can vouch that I know he's been a pretty bad point guard overall, but he's been a good backup point guard. And the reason I vouch for that is because knowing the system on our team, who are we going to go out there and get? That's what I don't like. I don't like the asinine comment because I feel like who are we really out there going to get? We've seen what Tickelina's done in the last almost 4.5 years.
My man said
and
Tickelina.
He's just now getting into his groove. And here's another thing I wanted to bring up. Julius Randle.
Yeah.
If he's our closer, that says more about our team than it does about anything else. Julius Randle is at most the second option on a competitive playoff team. We've got to stop with, like, this asinine, like, thinking. Because the fact of the matter is we're not getting Bradley Beal. We're building around RJ Barrett. And I can't even really say we're building around RJ Barrett because we still don't have a franchise point guard. Yeah. We're looking for that franchise player, but what we're really doing is looking for that franchise point guard. We think we got Emmanuel Quickley there, but in my personal opinion, I feel Emmanuel Quickley could be a like ascending sixth man of the year. I mean, an ascending sixth man.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't want to take him out of that role.
Agreed.
So I just feel like I remember somebody said, oh, I think that's it. We need to stop playing. We need to put Emmanuel Quickley already in the lineup. That was already like 4 games into the season. I said, y'all must not have seen the last 25 years of Knicks basketball because you're leading this kid into like you do know what you would be doing by doing that, right? You'd be putting the shoulders of Knicks basketball on him. Anything that he does from moving on forward would be on him, and I'm not going to do that to him. So, I want to see what you guys think about that.
Yeah.
And what do you think we're going to do? I mean, I heard a couple of comments. I saw some of the comments on Instagram and people saying, like, oh, it's too late to be tanking. This and a third. They're absolutely right. But, and with the game tonight, it was like, yeah, you guys are right. Alec Burks, we all know that Tom Thibodeau, he has his kind of rotation that he goes by.
Mm-hmm.
So, it doesn't surprise me that Alec wasn't in the game because if you kind of like analyze, you'd see more Reggie Bullock in the last like 5 minutes of a game than you would ever see Alec Burks. Yeah, he had that game against the Magic where he was in the game, but you would probably see Reggie Bullock before you would ever see Alec Burks final 5 minutes. he was hot tonight. But the fact of the matter is, somehow in Thibodeau's mind, when he started shooting like a nut, he shot himself out of the game. In Thibodeau's mind, anyways. So he was like, I can't use him. So when he did that, I was like, I know for a fact, okay, he's done. So it doesn't surprise me. Another thing that doesn't surprise me is that we're a sub-500 team.
Yeah.
We are a competitive, young, subpar, a competitive, young, journeyman team. Mm-hmm. We're a mix of veteran players with, like, three guys, three kids that we're kind of building around. Actually make it kind of four because we had Mitchell, and we still do, but he just broke his foot. Hope he gets into a safe recovery. But, yeah, we got to stop with this, like, delusions of grandeur.
I don't really think it's delusional, though. I appreciate the call, bro. Appreciate the call. I don't really think it's delusional, bro. I think the people are commentating on what happened tonight.
Yeah.
And we know that Julius is a truth number three. We know that. We know that this team is still a work in progress. This roster is still a work in progress. That's what I said in the beginning of the show, bro. I said the expectations, in my opinion, are realistic. But when you're in the micro and you see this team with a 13-point lead, a team that is the number three defense in the league, that has been consistently at that point all year, that has been the constant for them. There's no excuse to lose the game.
Yeah.
Everything he said in terms of expectations and whatnot and future outlook is true.
Dead on. Yeah. Yep.
But it doesn't excuse him for losing the game, bro.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the thing. I don't think anyone's disagreeing with a lot of the stuff he said. Yes, we know Elfrid Payton is a backup point guard. No one's fighting you on that, but he's our starting point guard. Like you said, with us having to go to Julius, that's just what we got. He's our all-star that, you know, we weren't expecting to be our all-star, you know? Like you said, nothing he said was wrong. But the big thing is, this is our reality. This is where we are. This is what we're watching. So we're going to critique from what we see. We're going to be upset from what we see. Like, I can't disagree with much that the caller had to say. He's right. Yeah. Except for calling my man Frank Ntilikina.
Like, yeah, I didn't. Was that like a real joke? He said Ntilikina? Ntilikina? I think, no, he said Ntilikina.
He said that out of his name. I don't know why he called him Ntilikina.
He said Ntilikina. Oh man, I think former Suns GM, when I was on SNY with Ian Begley, you had this former Suns GM Ryan McDonough, and I think he called Frank like Ntilikina or something.
Come on, man.
My man still can't get no respect, man. 4 years in the league, can't get no love, man.
Man.
And no love from Tibbs because he didn't get off the bench. And like I told y'all, he's not getting burned.
Instead, we got 27 minutes of Elfrid Payton.
Frank is very situational. But I thought his comment on Burks, I've seen Burks close a lot of games.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, Burks has been playing, bro. And he should have closed tonight. Yeah.
Just before this last game, we went on a 5-game stretch where he was the one closing the games for us. Like, we were just watching it.
Yeah, 100%. So. Tough call, but good call, Hector. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. This is the T-shirt, man. New York never sleeps. Size extra large.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? This part of the giveaway, 34K giveaway. Brand new with the tags. You know how we do. That's all we do. No Fulton Street knockoffs. This is brand new. You know what I mean? New era.
Yeah.
I got to find the snap. I don't know what I did with the snap. But I'll find it before the show's over. So to everybody in the chat once again. Remember, the show's presented by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com. Enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping on your order. Lawnmower 3.0, man. Never leave home without it. You know the vibes. So to everybody in the chat once again.
Hey, Dave, if you see KCTV in there, just don't delete them, all right? Just let them run. Let them run, okay? Let them run for that tea, all right? Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you, bro.
Let's do it. Rich Harris, what's going on, Rich? So to everybody in the chat once again. All right, back to the phones we go. Daniel from Jersey. Daniel, how you feeling, bro?
Daniel.
Yep. Okay, my guy. How you guys doing?
Daniel, how you feeling tonight, man? Talk to me, bro.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you guys. And listen, I know we're all really upset after that game, and I just wanted to come in to, like, shed some light, you know. I'm really proud of this team, man. We are the fifth seed in the East with the worst starting point guard in the league. Like, you gotta understand, no one on God's green earth is going to resign this man. We don't have him on any kind of contract that's gonna go past this year. We're not gonna resign him. We're gonna go out there. We're gonna get our own point guard in the draft, or we're gonna go get Lonzo Ball. I'll give him $20 million. I'll go for it, man. Like, we gotta realize this team, man. Like, it's overachieving, like, to such a high degree that, you know, we kind of, like, lose sight sometimes. RJ's on the come up.
Yeah.
Julius is entering his prime. He's gonna keep us competitive while RJ's going into his own, man. Like, we got to realize, like, things are looking up. So, all you Knicks fans out there, you know, I know tonight was disappointing, but, you know, keep your head up. You got to look at it from the long-term perspective. We're setting ourselves up to be really good for a long time. So, thank you guys for taking my call.
All right.
I'll see you later.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate that. All right, so Daniel's looking at it half glass half full.
Sure is.
Looking
need
at
that voice of optimism tonight.
Yeah, man, definitely. Because I'm tight. I'm still tight.
If I'm saying. I'm saying, bro.
That's a fact. Let's go around the league, bro. How we looking in the standings? What's going on with the competition right now?
Well, I'm trying to keep it to just the bubble. The bubble is the teams that are around that play-in tournament. Exactly. We're still above it because we're in the sixth seed. Unfortunately, with this loss, we bumped down one more because the Miami Heat won their matchup against, oh, Lord, who they played the Indiana Pacers. So keeping them down, but the Miami Heat jumping up from there. We had an interesting matchup, though, tonight, CP. I don't know if you were seeing, but we had – It was the playoff crowd versus the lottery crowd because we had the Mavericks playing the Boston Celtics because the Boston Celtics are breathing on our necks right now trying to take our spot, and they're playing against the Mavericks. So for those who were team playoffs, you win because the Mavericks were able to beat the Boston Celtics tonight. It unfortunately doesn't help us out with our pick, but the Mavericks are playing better basketball anyway, so I think the better of the two evils would have been them beating the Celtics for us because I don't think we're going to get a good pick from them regardless. So, as of right now, and like CP said, we're 24-24, sitting at that sixth seed. So, you know, there's still a shot for us to, you know, keep it going. The Hawks play tomorrow, the 23-24. Like I just mentioned, the Celtics lost their game. They're in the eighth seed at 23-25. The Hornets, too, they're two games above 500. We need them to start losing, but – as of right now, looking around the league, you know, the Bulls are playing, but they're not really in the running. I mean, the Bucks are playing, but, you know, we're sitting okay. Again, you know, we want this win. It was a game against the worst team in the league, but the positive is at least the Celtics were breathing on neck. They lost their game, and we're still sitting at six. So it's not all ugly.
Yeah.
24-24, we can get out of that.
Looking out, man. They're definitely looking out. And, you know, Han made a good point on the MSG postgame, man. This thing could very well – there's a lot of games left to be played, obviously, but this game, that six-game West Coast trip, you got Denver, Phoenix, Clippers, Lakers. I forgot the fifth team. Maybe Memphis. I forgot the fifth team.
Pelicans?
It might be Pelicans. We'll double-check that before the season's over. Could be an equalizer. That could very well be the equalizer, man. So – let's see. That's what I'm saying. These games, these gimme games.
Trap games, bro.
Yeah, you got to take them. You got to take them. So that's all to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Let me go through some more super chats. I lost them on my main screen, so I'm going to have to go through the back end and pull them up. Movie Juicer, this is a prime example of why you need to hit your damn free throws, SMH. Yeah, Taj missed one in the crunch time. We went 12-17 from the free throw line tonight. Got to make your free throws, man. Got to make them. Yeah, got to make them. So
I can hear Ashley right now.
Yeah.
You got to make them.
Got to make them. They're free. Got to make them. So let's hear from – let's go to West Coast, CK. Let's go to San Diego. Kelly's in the building. How you feeling, bro?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's going
on? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, you know what? I was doing good. Excuse me, I was doing good until Thibs made that rotation, man.
Yeah.
And took out RJ and then left and then put, you know, didn't leave the elf on the shelf like you should have.
Yeah.
Man.
Gotta leave the elf on the shelf, bro.
So, oh, man, it was horrible, man. and then, like I said, we lost by one. If you go back and look at the free throws, man, we shouldn't have ever been in that situation.
Yeah.
Should have never ever been in that situation. You got to hit your free throws. It's free money, you know. And I'm all on this, you know, Lonzo, man. I'm all in. Lonzo a bust, man. We need a point guard. I mean, good God.
Yeah.
I bought in on it when Elf, you know, I figured, oh, we're going to win because Elf hit a three, you know. And I guess they're saying a broken clock is right twice a day, you know, twice in a day, man. I mean, this is ridiculous. But the rotation, we were rolling. We were cooking them. And all of a sudden – you take Elf out, and then the next thing you know, it's a wrap. You know, But overall, I mean, we're doing way better than what we ever thought we would be, because everybody wrote us off. We were like a lame, you know, we were like a lame, lame horse.
Yeah.
But you know, we're still doing
it. But that's why I want more, Kelly, man. I'm greedy right now. I'm greedy. Y'all already talked me off the lottery. You took me out of my lottery vibe. I want playoffs. I want fourth and fifth seed to make it a special season. I'm greedy. I want more. I want wins. Against a team I want this win.
I'm like Nate Dogg. I want it. I'm like Nate Dogg. I want it all. Brand new socks and drawers, man. Bring it on. You know what I'm saying?
100, you know, bro.
The thing is, man, we just got to, you know, that rotation, man. Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles could see that way it was going when he took them out. And the thing about it, all in all, when you think about it, man, I ain't going to lie. I fell for it, man. I was like, yeah, we going to get it. Like I said, Elf hit that three. I was like, oh, yeah, we cooking, dog. We cooking. We got the grease with the butter, everything, the lard, the fat back, the sorghum, all that going. And put them in and... That one steal, he coming up, he get ripped.
Ripped.
Bruh.
Yeah, it was rough, man. Oh, it was rough.
It was horrible.
Appreciate the call, Kelly, man. Appreciate your service. Kelly out there in San Diego, served in the armed forces, so appreciate him.
Appreciate
it. Frustrating, man. Yeah. So we'll see if this Lonzo Ball, if it comes, it'll likely come down to a bidding war, I guess, you know.
Down to the money.
You might have to overpay the Pels, or does it turn into a sign and trade if you really want them? I'm not sure. You know, Griffin's not just going to give up like that. So it's going to be not just going to be able to sign him outright. It's either going to be a high overpay. I don't know if Brock Arler can get creative with the contract. Is there any type of poison pill type of thing that they can put in there? You know, front loaded or back loaded? I don't know.
You're missing the key factor to the whole thing, though, man.
Who's that?
LeVar Ball. I'm going to call LeVar Ball. We'll see what he can help us out with on this one. That's the key right there.
Figure it out and get something cooking.
Yeah, man. That's the key right there.
Yeah. But Redick went scorched earth on him, man. Redick was talking about, David Griffin made some promises, reneged on it. And listen, the business is ugly, man. It's an ugly business. So not surprising that he would say that. I don't see how, you know, that's an indictment. Listen, every front office, business is hard. You know, business is hard. You're going to tell players one thing, it may not be that way. It may not work out that way. So,
yeah. Well, you know, JJ on that grizzled, like, you know, on my way out veteran tip. So he going to say how he feel, when he feel, however you want to feel. So I ain't mad at it. The truth came out and we'll see what happens. But the way the Pelicans were trying to backpedal and they got Lonzo. There, a bunch of guns pointed at him.
They threw Lonzo in the mix. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, they trying to control that situation. But yeah, no. Look, JJ Redick spoke his truth.
Lonzo said, "Hey, I'm happy here.
I like playing here."
blinked mad times. Like, bro, oof, awkward, awkward as hell, man. Awkward as hell, bro. But hey, we'll see what happens in the offseason. Draft, free agency, need to upgrade at the point. Definitely. Let's go back to Harlem World. Cecil, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
I'm good. How you doing, bro?
Good. Rough loss. I'm surprised you're able to keep your wits over there.
Yeah.
But Tibbs has been doing this all year. You know, I want to know, what's the problem with playing quickly at the point? I've seen enough of Elf and whoever else they got. We don't have roses out.
I mean,
you got to let the man give him a chance.
I mean, my thing is, you're not getting the facilitation that you need from your point anyways. You might as well get some scoring out there, some scoring potential.
We don't have no point guard on the team that's going to average 10 assists. So it don't matter who plays the point, just as long as somebody that's not going to turn the ball over in crunch time or anything. And he can shoot. The Knicks need shooting. They need pace. The only reason why the defense is good is because they walk the ball up all the time. When push comes to shove, they got to stop somebody. I don't really think they can do it. I'm a basketball player. I know you keep the score down just by walking it up all the time.
It's so true, though. He's not wrong.
You know, all they
doing is camouflaging. Get these real players out there on the court.
You said they're running clocks.
We have at least 30 wins by now.
Spoken like a true Harlem Cat.
30 wins.
Appreciate the call, man. Cecil, were you balling with Cam and them up there? Right. Are you Cam's age or a little bit older than Cam?
Now I'm older than that.
Okay.
I was before them, but basketball is basketball.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
I was actually around to see the Knicks win.
Oh, you got an OG. Okay. He's an OG, no doubt. No doubt, man. Well, definitely appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. Cecil from Harlem World. He's an OG, Chuck. We got another OG amongst us, so.
Keeping it real. Yeah. It had to be the way he was keeping it real. Had to be an OG, bro.
He said they burning clock. Don't get it confused.
Oh, man. That's why our defense looks so good. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, man. It's rough. Listen, you got to make a joke out of it, man.
You got to
bring some levity to the situation because
you can't laugh at yourself, right?
Yeah, frustrating night. Rhyme Animal Chuck D says, sometimes it seems like Alpha showcases individual talents rather than making his floor better. This three-quarter season is a dog days, but you got to be all 48, all 72. Every game is our playoffs, every play. But that's the one thing with Peyton, though, is that his assists are down this year. You know, his assists are far down, and he's not even looking to... It doesn't even seem like he's looking to facilitate that much. He had... how many dimes do you have tonight? 3 dimes tonight. Mm-hmm. To him on the season. 3 dimes tonight. He's averaging 3.5 on the season.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had better years. What did he do last year, bro?
I think it cannot be that much more. I think it was 4. Let's look up.
Really? Okay.
I think it was not that much higher. Yeah, since he came to the Knicks, it's like, because I've openly said that I was excited about Elfrid Payton when we first brought him in last offseason, because this dude was known, like, it was his scouting report. He's known to be a bomber. He came into the league averaging 6.5, and now this year he was around 7.2 last year. I'm sorry, 7.2.
Yeah.
You're completely right. I'm so sorry, Alfred.
Yeah,
but that's what his game was, man. This man was seven. This kid was like people were saying he was Russell Westbrook light. Like he was like the bootleg Russell Westbrook. He's out there. He could give you a triple double on probably one night a season. You know what I mean? Like that's who he was. But now. He's not even looking to pass, and he's doing all this walking all the time.
He's regressed.
He's
fast. Like, last year was a pain. He's regressed.
Yeah.
Remember with the Pelicans, he had 5 triple doubles.
Yeah. With Julius.
With Julius on the team.
With Julius.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Oh, Edwards talking spicy. Let's see what Edwards is talking. Let's see what Edwards is talking right now. Shout out John Krasicki of The Athletic. He's talking about the play where he took RJ off the dribble. He says, I was about to turn and fade until I saw Peyton came and doubled. I was like, he's crazy. I saw B's in the slot and kicked
it. So there it is.
And when
I just held my hands up.
I knew it was good.
Yep.
So the rook.
That's coming from a rookie, bro.
The rook airing out the vet. He's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man.
Because I know the chat is going to be like, oh, that's RJ Barrett's fault, and you're going to defend him. And I was like, all right, let me watch it a few times to make sure. No, man, the proof is in the pudding. I don't understand why he thought that he needed to go double team. Like, it made no sense. Reggie Bullock, like you mentioned earlier, he was doing a solid job. When they switched Reggie over onto Ant and took RJ off, Reggie was doing solid. He was handling it.
They said Edwards was talking spicy about RJ as well.
Right.
Edwards said they wanted RJ to take that shot as long as no one else shot it. They felt safe. Well, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, that's truth.
Of course.
That's not a diss.
At all.
That's the shot you want. And for me, that's the shot you don't want.
That's what I'm saying. Of course. Like you said, I'd much rather him go to the paint and shoot a contested layup than shoot that jump back. Not that step back. Not right now. He's not there right now. That's not his game right now.
Nah.
I get it's coming up, but at that time, that's not his game right now.
Shout out First Lady of Sports. She said Elf had 5 consecutive triple-doubles. Yeah, so I said 5 triple-doubles, but it's 5 straight.
In a row, yeah.
5 straight. Mm-hmm. And he averaged 7 dimes last year.
7.2 the year before, CP.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Edwards wasn't lying about RG's brick. That's the shot you want if you're the other team. I looked at that shot and closed my eyes because I already knew it wasn't going in.
I'm saying, bro.
And it was well short.
Yep.
I would have rather him take it to the lane and get blocked.
100%. 100%, bro.
So, you know, let you know, growing pains for RJ, because we've seen in a lot of these late game situations, he's missed a lot of bunnies. Like, that was a mid-range. That was a clear mid-range. He's missed a lot of close ones, even at the rim,
right,
in late game situations. So, growing pains for everybody, right? People want to call and look at things in the macro. These are growing pains for sure. But, you know, I would have rather seen him just take it to the hoop. Just go with your go-to move.
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody said Andre Drummond got hurt. How bad is it? In his Lakers debut.
Oh, no way. Drummond got... there is no way.
Yeah.
There's a curse looming in L.A. right now. What's going on? That's crazy.
Speaking of centers, Boogie Cousins is back in California, completing the California cycle, signing with the Clippers. So he starts with the Kings,
mm-hmm,
ends up on Golden State, makes it to the Lakers. I'm missing a team. Ends up with it makes it to the Clippers.
Clippers, yeah.
Is that it?
That's it. Bingo.
The California cycle for Boogie Cousins. He's going to the Clippers. Yeah, good choice for him, man. Go somewhere to win. Or try to win. Good job by him.
Rather them than going to the Nets. So
yeah.
By all means.
Big time. Let's go to the BX Borough. LB, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on, man?
How you feeling, bro? How you feeling today?
Yo, listen, y'all doing better than me, man. I'm feeling bad, man. I don't want to disrespect Tibbs.
Yeah.
Because he got us looking way better than we was ever going to look this season.
For sure.
So I want to start off by not disrespecting that.
Yeah.
But it's just the fact that he's so stubborn with the rotation, mm-hmm, and would take, like, please just try something different. That's all. Like, I feel like he's not going to try nothing different until we go, like, on an 8-game losing streak or something, like, something drastic. That's what's the only thing that's... It's like, you're going to make us suffer through Peyton through the whole rest of the season, bro. Please.
Yeah,
Like, quickly play. He's only, and I was just, and like you said, like I was listening to y'all. It's not like he's out there diamond. It's not like he's out there looking like
what
a supreme point guard.
Yeah.
He's out there going for self. And I think he's thinking about quickly. So he's out there trying to score even more. Like you said, he's not dishing. He was averaging 7 assists, getting triple-doubles. Now he's going out there just putting his head down and trying to get layups. Like, that's what it seems like. It's like
that
he's
is
not
it.
Penetrating. And
that's it.
That
he's
is
not
it.
Making anybody better. So it's like, yo, Tibbs, please, bro, try something different. That's all we ask him. I'm looking at the minutes. Bullock, 89 minutes. He shot like 6 shots. You can't get 80 minutes and take only 6 shots. And you're supposed to be our only shooter in the starting lineup, bro.
Yeah.
Like, try something different.
Well, we know the thing with Bullock.
I'm sorry, but
no, you're good, bro. This is the place to air it out. This is the place to air it out, LB. Number one show for the fans by the fans. This is the place to air it out, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Stay up.
Go ahead. You was about to make a point?
Oh, no. I was just saying, and appreciate the call, bro. All I was saying was that with Bullock, he's a first-half guy. We know that. can't expect much. But on the defensive side of things, that's where he earns his bread and butter. And going into this game, you know, sometimes we analyze Bullock just from the offensive side of things, but opponents is only shooting 30% from three on Bullock this season, according to the stats. So we know that with Tibbs, he likes to use Bullock in a multitude of ways, whether it's guarding the 2-3, sometimes the 1. The best player, usually, is where he puts Bullock. So we know he's going to close. Just can't expect nothing from shooting-wise. He just doesn't have it in the second half. He has no gas.
Yeah, and it's crazy because, like, he gets open shots. He forgets how to shoot.
And he said,
like,
good tone.
He gets his shots. They just don't fall. I don't understand it. But, you just mentioned, the defense is just too valuable to not have on the court to close out the game.
He's
got to
be out
there.
That's
where the minutes are coming in.
Yeah, he has to be out there. And I like how he set the tone. You know, I love that he came off the screens with you know, energy and very was very sharp to start the game. Had the mid-range popping. Him and Julius have that chemistry where, you know, they'll do that little delayed cut and Julius will feed him open.
Yeah.
And then set that screen for him. That's that 1-2 game that they have. I like how they have that going. But second half, he just it just doesn't seem to be there for him.
Yeah.
And for LB said he wants to see a different look from Tibbs. Well, that different look is Derrick Rose. He's got to be healthy. If Derrick healthy Derrick Rose is finishing this game, that's a fact.
But also in situations like that where he's not playing, I still agree with him, with LB. Yeah. Like, Derrick Rose isn't here tonight. Let's do something different. Like, if Elfrid Payne's not working, do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Go. And I'm not saying to, you know, the unrealistic prayer that we see on, you know, social media of go to Jared Harper. I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm just saying do something different. Elfrid Payne's not working, then ride with Alec Burks. Like, something that simple. That simple. Just flip him for Alec Burks. If you're not going to go the IQ route, fine.
Yeah.
Flip him for Alec Burks, the guy that you know you're going to get some offense out of. Like, that's all I'm asking for. You're 100% right. Derrick Rose, but when he's not in the lineup like tonight, still try something different. Do something different. Elfrid Payne's not working. We talked about it. Everyone's mentioned it. Two back-to-back turnovers. What else did you need to see?
I would have got him right out the game quickly.
I'm saying.
And I'm not talking about IQ. Right after.
Take him out.
Yeah. Celebrating 34K tonight. City That Never Sleeps t-shirt, extra large, and the snapback. It's a package deal, people. We're not doing two giveaways. We're doing one giveaway. This is a grand prize package deal. Extra large. Salute to my guy Shells Heavy, man. Sponsors the giveaways. The Knicks apparel. My guy Shells, a day one supporter. Always coming through for us. So appreciate you, Shells, up there in Niagara Falls. Holding it down. For Knicks Fan TV, always appreciate it. Noel banged up again. Where are we going to go with this spot, man? Where are we going to go with this center spot? Boogie's gone.
I told you my guy. I'm all in on Damian Jones.
Damian Jones.
I think he's one of the only vet guys that, you know, championship pedigrees, played on a championship. God, I sound like David Fizdale. Played on a championship team. Rim protector. You know, he does things to a lesser degree of what Mitchell Robinson does. And we know that, you know, Nerlens Noel and Taj Gibson get the bulk of the minutes. But, I mean, you know, if he overachieves and gets some minutes, I think he's going to give us a lot of the stuff that we're missing from Mitchell Robinson just to, you know, a little bit of a lesser degree. He played solid for the Lakers. They just needed an open spot because they knew they were going to try to get somebody like an Andre Drummond to make that championship run and whatnot. He played solid when he was healthy with the Hawks, and he was a great screen. A great screen guy for the Warriors to get Steph Curry and those shooters open. So like that. I just feel like he's a good cheap option for us, or we can just, you know, dabble into the G League. You know, people are talking about Shi Tu and stuff like that. But
him,
my favorite is Damian Jones, bro.
You have Dwayne Dedman out there.
I like him too, but why is he not on a team though?
Yeah.
That's what worries me. Why is he not on a team right now?
Why is he not on a team? Is Pell out there or Norvell Pell, he's out there, right? Norvell Pell's been a name we've been hearing.
He's not on the team either? I thought he was on the team.
I don't think so, because he was one of the first names we heard that that Begley had dropped. Norvell Pell?
No, you're right. He's a free agent. He was with the Kings last, but then they let him go.
So he might be an option.
Solid one right there.
The deadline to sign players that will still be playoff eligible is April 9th. So that's the date.
Okay.
We got 10 days, 9 days, however you're counting it, whatever you're watching from, to get it cracking. So I think they're gonna wait and see what happens between this week and next. Who falls out? Does Otto Porter shake loose? Does Hassan Whiteside shake loose? Those are two names I would look at.
Yeah.
You know, just from being vets. I don't know if they go totally young, but just from being vets. But man, every time you watch these games, man, it feels like as good as Noel's playing, he's hanging on by a thread.
Every time, right? You're just like, it's like a movie where you're just waiting for that moment where that injury comes up, and it's not good. Man. You don't want to have that mindset.
I'm not confident in Noel holding up, man.
I hear you.
I'm not confident. Sure, and then Taj caught a mean bow at the end of the game. He got laid out, and Taj is old, too. Yeah. So we got to make a move. Two roster spots, I expect them to do it. And look, listen, these are third-string guys, right? We're not expecting Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to walk through the tunnel and save us. These guys, ideally, you're not even going to play them, but you need insurance. So let's see where they go. JNAMP in the chat says, what about Lance Stevenson? Born ready. I feel like born ready in a packed MSG was a missed opportunity, man. How have we not brought Lance Stevenson home?
Yeah, for a season at least. Strum the guitar in the garden, man. Yeah, he would capitalize. So, yeah. Because he's a guy that play. He's an energy guy. You know how there's Hoopers in the league that when there's the energy's right, they play really well. Like J.R. Smith was one of those guys that we were lucky to have. Yeah, Lance would have been. He would have been fun, man. He would have been
bring
fun.
Bring Lance in the guitar to MSG, man.
Yo,
that was a missed opportunity.
His 6 points would feel like 28, bro.
Yeah, 100%. Nerlens, yes, Nerlens is Haitian. Yeah, salute to all the Haitians in the chat, man. Ça passe, you know what I'm saying? If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new. We'll shout you guys out. And let's get back to the phones. It's the Debbie Downer, folks. Jay from Florida in the building. Jay, how are you, bro?
Oh, boy.
You know I got to poop every time you lose to bring the downer all the way down. But I want to start off how I would start off. Hit that subscribe button.
Yeah.
For my boys, if you ever watch Knicks Fan TV, if you were a sometimes watcher, occasional watcher, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button ASAP.
100%.
I was thinking watching this game, right? I see a lot on Twitter talking about, all right, let's try to see if we get Cat. They said they want to trade Cat this summer. I wouldn't give one first round pick for Cat. Cat is deferred to Ant Edwards this rookie year.
Yeah.
He's giving Ant Edwards the ball to close, right?
Facts.
To me, Ant Edwards is as talented now or close to as Julius Randle right now, right? Once he brings the game a little bit more and learns a little bit more, the kid is a super talent. We need talent like that. We need a talented wing to go ahead and close. He out here talking greedy, saying RJ can't shoot. He's right. RJ's a decent 2 or 3 man, 4 man, but he's not that lead us to the promised land type talent.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get in this draft and get somebody worthwhile. Weston and Leon and them, they're not in New York to build slow. They want to drive a superstar.
Yeah, they're ready to go.
Or sign. So, yeah, they're ready to go. So, you know, Cat, I wouldn't touch Cat at all.
Nah.
Cat is soft. Cat is more concerned about the women and hanging out than actually winning basketball games. I'm sure him and D-Lo, they playing. We got to get somebody with Edwards' attitude. If you're 19 years old, you talking greasy, and you leading a team at that age, I want somebody like him on our team next. Yeah. Mook Knight, Christopher from Arizona State, whoever we got to draft, we got to start losing some games because this team ain't ready. Knicks fans, we got to start putting all this potential on this season. It's a cool season. I'm happy we win it, but let's not set ourselves back for a feel-good story. Let's make sure we're doing this thing properly, we drafting properly, we're getting the right free agent, so we can actually win over time, 4 or 5 years over time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going, man. Again,
appreciate it.
Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button for my brothers. Run the channel up.
Yeah, let's go.
100,000 followers.
Let's go. Let's get it. Appreciate the call, bro. Appreciate it. Listen, he's never wrong. You know what I'm saying? But from my perspective, you see the direction the team is trying to go in. They're not trying to, you know, deliberately lose games. They're not trying to go with an all-kid lineup. Yeah. They're trying to win. This is the difference between the two teams. Look at the Timberwolves. Give me one quality year. Rubio's okay.
Yeah.
But give me a vet that actually impacts winning on this team. This is why they're the worst team in the league. They don't have that balance. D'Lo's out. And they're just short on talent overall. Mm-hmm. Tibbs is trying to win games.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree. Maybe I'm just naive. I don't know if I'm completely co-signing the tanking. Not tanking, but the whole, like, you know, reality check take about, you know, us realizing, like, you know, yeah, this is fun and everything, but we should just, you know, go back to reality and lose games so we get a better draft pick. I don't know if I'm there. I think we've come too far to make that decision right now.
You came too far, man.
It's hard for me, especially when we know that this draft is deep. We got 4 picks. There's all kinds of conversations that can be had. Like, who knows what's going to happen in the draft? Maybe we
could have a trade up.
There's so many scenarios that can happen.
Yeah.
So, obviously, not winning a championship, right? But the winning has the same kind of impact that us, you know, tanking and getting a good draft pick has. You know, us winning shows that we are a more stable friend. I hate to do this, but compared to the 2018 Brooklyn Nets, you know, I feel like everyone keeps bringing it up, but it's the truth. Like, we become more attractive for others when for free agencies down the line. We're building the infrastructure right now, you know. So I get it. You're right. We do want to get a good draft pick in this year's draft. But at the same time, like this season that we're having with house money, there's just so much value to this right now. And we've come too far.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm invested.
Like turn around and U-turn and go and try and get Cade.
Yeah, so I'm tight about this game.
Yeah.
I'm invested.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm
man. With you.
Especially against the worst team in the league. Like, that hurts. Like, come on.
Seven Low said, CP, you just said Jay is never wrong. No, I said he's not wrong in terms of trying to get talent in the draft and building this thing over the long term. Because I believe in that. I'm not going to root for them to lose. No, I want to win this game.
Too far, bro.
I'm in too far. I'm in too deep. So, yeah, do I think personally they're better off building this thing at the top of the draft? Yeah, I do. I honestly do.
I agree.
Look where all the winning and playoffs got the Orlando Magic. Destroying and rebuilding. And, you want to say Orlando, small market, New York should be able to attract the free agents. Where are they?
Right.
We have not gotten them, period. So we can't go off that either. I do agree, yes, there is merit in winning games and showing that you have a competent system foundation in place for the future. But it's no easy way, man. There's no perfect solution to building this thing, man.
Because at the end of the day, we can do that. But like you just said with the Magic, we got to do something with it. Like we can have this season, but then what happens next? Like we can't just keep having these kind of seasons and just being mediocre. Nah, we don't want that.
Yeah.
You know, but we got to start somewhere. I agree. There's no easy way. There's no blueprint on how to do it. I mean, there are other ways that we've seen other teams do it. But at the same time, like, you know.
Yeah.
We got to ride it out.
They said Jay was wrong about Halliburton, though. Oof. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, he caught an L on that one, man.
Keep bringing up old news, man.
He caught an L on that one, man. What can you do? We all catch him. We all catch those strings, right? Man.
Yeah, come on, man.
You know? Let's go to Illinois, man. Darnell, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, man? First time calling? How you doing, man?
Yeah, first time caller, man. Yeah.
What's up?
I just want to know why quickly and Toppin didn't play. Well, I know quickly didn't get that many minutes tonight. What happened with that?
Yeah, you know, I'm not so sure, man. If we go to Quickly's minutes.
He only played 13 minutes.
Yeah, it was a short one. It was a short run for Quickly tonight. I didn't think his defense was particularly bad. I thought his defense was all right. Didn't score any points.
Right.
0 for 4 tonight, 0 for 2 from downtown. You know, I still would have rocked with Quickly.
Yeah, and they need to play Knox more, too, man. I don't know what Tibbs thinking about. He got to play Knox, Quickly. And Toppin more.
Yeah.
He don't get them guys enough time to even get going in the game. You know, they make one little mistake, he takes them out, you know?
Yeah. Well, according to him, man, and appreciate the call, Darnell. According to Tibbs, he tries to keep the rotation short. He wants these guys gaining some chemistry out there, which I can't really blame him. Obi wasn't terrible tonight. You know, he had his three-pointer. He gave us some energy, played some defense, but I'd rather see Kev out there getting some more volume.
Thank you.
And I feel like we could get a bit more production out of Kev. But this doesn't seem like that's happening. It seems like Tibbs is locked in and playing Obi. So that's their pick. That was their pick. Yeah. You know what I mean? that was their pick.
Back to Obi, man. Yeah. Change something. Just try something out. Look, I'm with you. That was one, probably best call of the night.
100%.
They're right there with you. Try something out. But it's Thibodeau. And this is how it's been everywhere he's been. Every stop he's been. Yeah.
Couple more before we do the giveaway. Snapback. Ooh, and the t-shirt. New with the tags. No Fulton Street knockoffs. No Jamaica Avenue fugaziness. All authentics. That's what we do here. Number one show for the fans by the fans. Hit that thumbs up on the feed, boys. JJ from Brooklyn. JJ, what's going on, bro?
JJ.
Yo, what's good, fellas? How's it going?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hanging in there, man. That was a rough one, man. I can't believe Edward said that about RJ. Come on, man.
Yeah.
When he said he was glad, they were glad that he got the ball late. They wanted him shooting. I mean, Edward's got us tonight. I'll send my cap to him. But
yeah,
I wouldn't be talking about shooting if I was sitting, shooting 39% and 30 from three. I would kill my boy RJ, man. You know. But, you know, he got us tonight. I'll give him credit for that. You know, but this thing with Julius Randle, don't get me wrong, I love the way he's playing, the way he's improved this year, but it can't just be ISO Randle every single play late in the fourth. He's not that guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's not even number two, like you were saying, TP. He's on a great team.
Right, he's number one on this team, though, bro.
He's your third option.
He's number one on this team right now. That's what it is.
Right, right. Yeah, I feel you on that. But, like, it's just the way they do it. Just ISO, you know, holding the ball.
Yeah, I hate it.
RJ, that's not his type of shot. Like you were saying, he's got a, you know, he doesn't have great handles. He's not very crafty on the paint. So that's why, like you were saying, a lot of his, you know, the deflections, and he gets blocked a lot, you know, and then like you just got to get Bean out of the starting lineup. It's just not going to work. I know Quigley's not perfect. Like a previous caller was saying, I think Quigley's your prototypical sixth man, and that's okay. It's not a diss. No, right. We got him 25th pick. I'm happy with that. If he's Lou Williams, there's nothing wrong with that at all. It's not a knock or nothing. No, I'm glad if that's what he ends up being. He idled his game after. I was his idol, Lou Williams. To me, he is Lou Williams.
Yeah.
Lou Williams made a great career for himself coming off the bench, getting 16 a game. To me, that's what Quigley is, and I'm good with that. No, but he's not a point guard. There's no court vision. I don't get why he didn't play in the many minutes tonight. His defense has been better lately. I give him credit for that in the last few games, so... I know he's not sharing the ball, but either is Payne. Payne's not setting nobody
up either.
Go
with the scoring.
Maybe Payne's a little bit better of a defender, but, you know, but I agree with the previous caller, what Jay from Florida was saying. Like, I don't think it's honestly too late. I'm not trying to tank. I'm not at the stage where I'm rooting against them. I was pissed about this loss. But it's still possible to end up with, like, a 10th, 11th worst record. We're only like a couple games from that. You know, maybe we get lucky. Maybe we end up in the top five. Because I don't think teams are going to trade out of the top five. I would definitely try and trade up. Top five all, to me, look like potential game changers. So I don't see teams trading out of that. But maybe we get luck. You know, end up in the top five. We end up in the lottery. It's not the end of the world, you know.
Yep. But,
all right, man. Appreciate the call, bro. Sean from Queens, what's up, bro?
Hey, bro. How y'all doing? CJ, DK.
How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I just want to, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate you, man, on your step up and your success, man.
Thank you, bro.
But, I'm from Jamaica, Queens, man. I've been a fan since 71, man, you know? I was like 10 years old in 71, man.
Okay.
You know?
You got another OG in the building.
It's a frustrating loss, man, you know? And I just want to say one thing, man. It's all about being consistent, man, you know? Like, consistency is the main problem, man, you know? And I just want to say that Toppin, he plays good with Rose, man.
Yeah.
You know, he's been playing real good with Rose. And they just need that consistency, man. That's all, man. They've been playing real well, man. You know, and we've been competing, you know. We had a close game with the Nets, you know, close game. But all we need is that floor general.
That's
somebody
it.
That can close the game, you know. That's it.
Yeah, that's it, man.
We got it. But we just need somebody that can close that game, man.
That's a fact. Appreciate the call, Sean. That's what we need, man. And D Rose needs to be healthy, man. We need D Rose to be healthy, man.
What was the scratch tonight? He was out, but I didn't know. What was
he turned the ankle in the Heat game. And you saw it. He had turned it early in that Heat game, I believe in the second quarter or so. And he still closed the game, but he was listed as questionable from yesterday. So.
Right. Yeah, I couldn't recall if it was the ankle or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need him, man.
Yeah, man. Salute to Sean from Queens. 30 cities in the chat. Let us know where you guys are checking in from. We'll shout you guys out. And we're going to go to a new closer tonight. Send some thoughts out to Jay Boogie, man. I spoke to Jay Boogie earlier this week. He has some issues going on. So let's make sure we salute Jay Boogie in the chat and just hail him up. You know, whenever he calls in, he's always doing the same for us. He's always wishing everybody well and making sure everybody's staying safe out there. So make sure we send our love to Jay Boogie. And I'm sure he'll be back eventually. He just going through a tough time right now. So let's definitely salute to Jay Boogie, man. All right, two more before we wrap. Rasheem from Brooklyn, what's going on?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear, bro. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Nice talking to you guys. First time calling in. I have a question. Did you guys ever play like youth sports when you guys were younger, like rec league sports or stuff like that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, like there's always that like mother who was complaining to the coach, like, why is my baby playing? Like, you know, put my kid in the game, blah blah blah, stuff like that. You remember that mother all the time?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. We need that. I feel like we need that for men quickly. Like, I don't know what it is.
Yo,
like,
it's the NBA, it's, bro. What do you mean?
Why did he play? I know, but still, why does Coach hate quickly? Like, he never
you don't hate quickly, man.
He's out. Like,
you don't hate the kid. Listen, Quickly's had his days in the sun, man. Quickly's had a lot of moments this year in his rookie year. He's had a lot of good moments, man.
Right.
Yeah.
I know, but I just feel like he needs to. He needs to grow. I want to see him get in, but yeah. I don't know. I just feel like he's not even set up the way he could be. And Peyton, you know, I know I came in late. A lot of people probably already said the same thing already, but. Peyton's just not it. Like, I think he's a player. I feel like he would have been better if he was on New Orleans, like sending back home. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he would have done good there. and if we got Lonzo or something, because, man, Peyton, like, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but he's just not doing it. Man.
Yeah. Appreciate the call. All right. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up under for your squad. I want to shout out Jalen Julie checking in from Montgomery, Alabama. What's going on? Eric Kang holding it down in Seattle. We got Charles Dead checking in from Tampa. All right, Dead the Hype, Bets Die, Do or Die, what's going on? Corum L.I., what's going on? Eric Castro, how you feeling? Harlem Knight Davis checking in from B-More. Jameel Conscious, praise up, J Boogie. Yeah, man. A lot of J Boogies in the chat. We got Knicks Prime checking in from Crown Heights. Who you want to shout out, bro?
Yeah, first and foremost, shout out to J Boogie. I didn't know about that, and I hope everything is well. Because, like you said, that man, first and foremost, before he talks about anything about the Knicks, he's looking out for all of us and everybody in the chat. So, looking out to you, man. Prayers up to J Boogie and his family. But yeah, as always, shout out to CK Crew coming through. Like you said, I was going to say, Jalen Julius, my guy. looking at some of the comments in here, you know, talking crazy, going in on Coach Tibbs, but. Also, shout out to Mr. Mod himself, Ari, out there. I see James Harris. I see you, bro. Corey A. And, yeah, just, you know, positivity, guys. 24-24. We're still 500. We can turn it around. We'll be all right.
Absolutely. I want to shout out. Somebody asked why I don't read the super chat. Look, the good thing is that we got a lot of super chats. The bad thing is that when you're trying to run a show and you're taking calls and stuff like that, if we would just stop to run through all the super chats, you just wouldn't have good continuity. So we read a lot in the beginning, we'll read a couple in the middle, and then we read a lot more in the end. That's just the best way to do it, because if we just stopped and read all the super chats when they come in, it just wouldn't, the show just wouldn't have much continuity. So we appreciate everybody who sends a super chat. And ideally, we would like to read it first because you purchased that. But it's just, you know, the way the show flows, we can only get some in the beginning, some in the middle, some in the end. So I appreciate the patience. And we're going to do the giveaway. But let's hear from Josh from the Poconos. Josh, how you doing?
What's going on, fellas?
Good, man. How you doing, bro?
What's up, bro? Good, man. Shout out to J Boogie, man.
Yep, definitely. First.
Regarding those two spots, man, we're looking at a shooter and a big. What do you guys think?
Should be.
Yeah.
It definitely should be. I mean, I don't think there's much point guard options left. Teague is signing with the Bucks, so I don't really think there's much left. So, I mean, you go with the wing, some depth at the wing. You don't know if Bullock goes down. You might need some more defense out there. So I would say if Porter shakes loose, you check Porter. You know, and definitely need a big because, like I said, Noel is hanging by a thread, and so is Tosh. You can't afford it.
What about like a Jordan Bell?
Sure.
What do you guys think about him?
Sure. At this point, anybody they pick
anything,
up
right.
would be an insurance policy, man. Sure. You know, you're talking about guys that aren't even in the league right now. So, like I said, you're not looking for saviors. You're just looking for depth and insurance. Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call, bro. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. All right, let's get to the giveaway and wrap up, man. Tough loss, though. 102-101.
See, I got a wild card. I don't know if we need any more old people, but what if, like I said, I want Damian Jones as the big. What if the other one was Jamal Crawford?
Yeah, a lot of people want JC back, bro.
Come back to the New York. You know, he can play some point guard duties, you know, play a good 10, 12 minutes, whatever we throw him in. I think that'd be a nice little thought. More veteran presence. Who knows? I don't know. That's just one of the things I was thinking about.
JC did his days, man. I can't. He's too old now, bro.
You're over it?
I'm over it, man. He came to the bubble and got hurt right away, man. I think
he's, you're right. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I think he's just rec league, Drew League type of thing right now. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Kingdom, you know. JC's my guy. You know that, man. But I just wouldn't go that direction. I go with JR before I went with Jamal Crawford, actually. I go with JR Smith before I went with Jamal Crawford.
I'll take that too, shit. Yeah. I love Earl, man. That was my guy, JR Smith.
Facts. All right, let me pull up the sign-up form. Anybody else in the chat you want to shout out, CK? Any comments, any takes?
Shout out to Paul for agreeing about the Jamal Crawford thing, but you're right, though. You're right. Jamal Crawford, I completely forgot about that bubble. He was ready to go in, and then he barely made it into the bubble.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, shout out to Charles Dead. I see you. He said this is his first time coming through here. And
Charles,
appreciate it. Support of CK Crew, so I always appreciate that, Cynthia. But yeah, man, you know what it is. Just like I said, all you guys just being here on a tough night, because we know nobody wants to talk about the Knicks after that frustrating loss. So just y'all being here, man. That's 100%, man. 100%.
All right, let me salute some of these super chats before we roll. Salute to everybody in the chat. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for donating. Super chats coming in. Where are we at here? Salute to Jason Barkley. He says Peyton must have some juicy information on the coach because for some reason IQ wasn't in the game down the stretch. Also, Randall burnt out and it shows. Randall had a good stretch, man. Third quarter, he was cooking.
Yeah.
I just think, he just went off. You know, sometimes you're on, sometimes you're off. Well, I thought Randall was okay. Injury and everything.
Yeah, NY, it's all.
Yeah. All right. NY Sports Guy says, nights like these remind how hard your jobs are to entertain the hot and cold Knicks fans. So to the KFTV team, hashtag free Knox. Yeah, it's tough, man. But, you know, you have fun with it. And you let it all out. You hear from the people. They get their emotions out. Throw a joke in there. And, you know, you're used to it by now, man. You cover these games every single night.
Yeah.
You get used to it, man. All right. Who else we got? Josh Mirando says, IQ with 0 points had a better plus minus than Alfred. I'd rather start a Snickers bar at the one. Keeping it real.
So true, though.
Yeah. Steve Verner says Tibbs rotation has cost us at least 8 to 10 games this season. Paul Robinson, all Tibbs talked about was defense on the post game. I mean, it was tough. But when you have a 13-point lead in the fourth, close the door.
Yeah.
Close the door.
That's why I said they played scared, man. I didn't like it. Yeah. I didn't like it at all. You took out the guy that was giving this offense to hopefully get defense. I don't know what you thought you were getting out of Elfrid.
Right.
They played scared. I didn't like that. Not like that.
First Lady of Sports. Tibbs is a defensive guru. He definitely has changed our culture. However, we need an offensive guru as an assistant coach. Our offense suffered down the stretch. All right.
Yeah.
Lou R. CPCK Ash. Shelf the elf already. For real, though. Peyton is responsible for a lot of our losses this year. Am I the only one that sees this? Well, if you've been watching the show all night, definitely not. Definitely not.
I was going to say, you're not alone, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. Kenny Gales, I never want to see Peyton play a fourth quarter again in my life. I'd rather see Theo Pinson before I see him on the court ever again. Mm. Hoodies Vintage, salute my guy Hoodies Vintage. He says, Tibbs' favoritism is going to doom us. We need someone in the media with clout to call him out so we are happy to be 500 in the East. Should be better. Rich Harris, Knicks are rebuilding. There's no reason for Tibbs to only play 9 guys. There's one all-star. Everyone else should have a chance to play every night. Steve Verner again says Drummond got hurt. How bad is that injury, man? Did you hear anything about that?
His toe. His toe. There's no updates on how bad, but yeah, it was his toe.
Damn. Tough.
Yeah.
Sandy Villarreal says, love Randall, but we need to sell high and get a real number one like LaVine. Ever since he's hurt, without the braids, he went back to solo Spindle.
Golly, man. Y'all, I'm telling you, man, people just ready. They're like, oh, yeah, go Julius. But they're so ready to go off on Julius Randle, man.
They're ready, man, at a moment's notice. Ready to go off on Julius, man. So salute, Sandy. Cuisine Kings, these growing pains will be something RJ will never forget. Can't wait to see a year or two from now when RJ will be finishing these games. Number one show for the fans, by the fans. Paul Robinson, IQ will not make his teammates better, but we'll get Randle more assists, and that's a fact. That is a fact. I would have rather seen him out there than Peyton Shaw, for sure. Angel says, feel better, Ash. Watching that play just made me get another flat tire. I don't know what's worse, Tibbs' hairline or Peyton jump shot. I'm ready to meet Peyton in New York and rock bottom him. CP, yeah, I need that hat.
Well, got two flats.
Yeah. Shout out to Jack for getting that. And the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, says, Elf already saw what happened to Moody Aiden Trier. He's individually showcasing himself on the Knicks' time and dime, thinking his time is near. He's going about it the wrong way, like a one-man tank.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
That's a good way to look at it, bro.
Yeah.
The thing is, he
could have a career. Like, I don't know. Yeah, he's shooting himself in the foot right now. I don't know what he's doing.
100%, man. But good show, bro. Go ahead and sign out, man.
You too, man. Yeah, you know what it is. Tough loss. I'm trying to be positive here because, yeah, I've been very frustrated this entire night. And then CP had the nerve to show us the play all over again. But it's all good. We 24-24. The road doesn't get much easier, but I love this team. We love this team, and we're going to continue to rock it out. And like I said, we've come too far, and I hope that we can continue to ride this playoff wave. But you know what it is. Follow me over on CK2K. New videos up. Go check it out. CK2K everywhere. Twitter, YouTube. You know what it is. What's up here? Shout out to CP on 34K.
34K, man. Great job, bro, as usual. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Number one show for the fans, by the fans. Presented by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com. Enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. Lawnmower 3.0, don't leave home without it. Remember, these shows are available in audio podcast format. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Stitcher. The Discord chat is popping right now. Over 400 strong, 24/7 Knicks talk. We got a betting channel. We got a movies channel. Whatever you into, whatever your interests are, we probably have that for you. And there's side conversations going on all throughout the night. I pop in and out of there all the time. CK, we got to get you in there. We got to get Ashley in there as well. So the Discord group is always popping if you want to continue the conversation with knowledgeable and like-minded Knicks fans, man. Definitely encourage you guys to do that. TM, definitely throw it in the chat. And Friday, Luka, Kristaps, MSG, let's go. Bounce back, man. We need a bounce back win on Friday night. Can't let Kristaps get an upper hand on us. Mm-hmm. Gotta send him home packing. Big game Friday night. Let's get it going. Salute to all the mods. Always appreciate your help. And we'll see you guys Friday, man. Chuck D. Appreciate you, Chuck.